Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Our assumptions about what post-traumatic stress disorder is and how it affects an individual may be less than accurate. Nora Feeney, director of the PTSD Research and Treatment Program at Case Western Reserve University, shed some light on this mental health condition.
The perception of long-term psychological harm and the need for therapy after horrific events is almost commonplace in our media. To some extent, the same is true among mental health workers. People now assume that experiencing something traumatic automatically leads to PTSD. In contrast, though, decades of research have taught us that most people are actually resilient in the aftermath of trauma and do not need therapy. Being resilient doesn't necessarily mean a lack of reaction to a traumatic event. Instead, resilience is the ability to spring back or to recover. After life-threatening events, most individuals experience common reactions, such as problems sleeping, problems concentrating, and avoidance of or heightened reactivity to trauma reminders. For most, these reactions rapidly decrease in the months after the event or events. This is one of the remarkable findings emerging from studying psychological reactions to traumatic events. This doesn't mean the event does not have a dramatic impact on the individual's life, simply that it doesn't have to result in a mental disorder. This is not to deny that there are true mental health needs for some trauma survivors. There are. We need to work to reduce stigma and other barriers to effective interventions. There are great resources available and time-limited treatments that work for trauma survivors with persisting symptoms months and years after the event. A delay of receiving an effective treatment translates directly into prolonged suffering. We just ask whether the pendulum needs to swing back to recognizing resilience and recovery as the norm after trauma exposure. This is consistent with scientific data and provides the possibility to alter how friends, family, mental health providers, communities, and public health policy experts respond to trauma survivors.
That was Nora Feeney of Case Western Reserve University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
By your side, you know I'll take your hand.